presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
The man I'm about to introduce embodies everything we're looking for in a head coach and more. 34 years of coaching experience. The head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners for 18 seasons, where his accomplishments seem endless. During the Bowl Championship Series era, he was the only coach to win a national championship and every BCS bowl game. His OU teams played in four BCS national championship games, made the 2015 college football playoff, and led the nation with the best winning percentage ever against the AP top 25 teams. He led the Sooners to 18 consecutive bowl berths, 10 Big 12 titles, both school records, by the way. He earned 19 Coach of the Year awards. I thought it was a typo, but it's not. 19 Coach of the Year awards, including eight at the national level. He reached 100 victories faster than any coach in college football history. He coached two Heisman Trophy winners, seven Heisman finalists, and two more winners who earned the honor after his retirement from the university. He coached at his alma mater, the University of Iowa, Kent State University, and then at Kansas State in Florida, where he served, of course, as the defensive coordinator for the Gators' 96th national championship team. His 190 victories make him the winningest head coach in University of Oklahoma history, putting him ahead of legendary coach Barry Switzer. And, folks, he's a national champion. With that, I am honored and proud to name Bob Stoops the XFL's first head coach and general manager here in Dallas. Bob.
There you go, all. I'm going to use my own, but thank you, Oliver, very much for your kind introduction, and thank all of you for being out here this afternoon at Globe Life Park. It's been 20 years and 3 months since I was last named a head football coach, so I'm not real used to this. But I got to admit, 38 years old then, when I was introduced on the steps there at OU, I was a lot more nervous than I am now. So I didn't know what I was getting into then. Now I do. But anyway, I appreciate Oliver reaching out to me, Vince McMahon, and their vision for this league, for this program, and very much appreciate the opportunity to come here to a great football area, this North Dallas area, Dallas, Arlington, all the way up to Norman, Oklahoma. We consider this part of our territory as well. And just the appreciation to give me the opportunity. And at first, people wondered, at first, I thought, no, that probably wouldn't be for me. But then the more I started to analyze it and look at it, and Oliver's calling and visiting with my wife, Carol, who's here. Carol, would you put your hand up, please? I know I can't find her out there. She's right here in front of me. So through our discussions as a family, started to think this may really fit us correctly for a lot of reasons. And, you know, and my first was my confidence in Oliver Luck on up through to Vince McMahon. And these are accomplished men who have had success in everything that they've done for the most part. And just realize that these guys are going to do this the right way. I also looked at, here's an opportunity with the Dallas, again, community in Arlington here, playing in Arlington, and this whole area, football crazy fans that love the game and really believe, you know, that it connected well with us just a few hours away up in Norman, Oklahoma, where we have three children in school at OU right now. And as everyone knows, I still have an attachment to the football program and to OU and to Joe Castiglione, Coach Riley, and on and on. And so it sort of blended that, hey, this isn't, you know, this is for our family, and for that connection, this works pretty well. I was also excited about the opportunity of starting something from the ground floor. You know, when I stepped away a couple years ago, you know, everyone, you know, one of my major reasons, and I made it very clear, is I wanted my own time. You know, I wanted to be the boss of my own time and live that way. And you know, as the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for. You know, and all of a sudden I got to thinking after a couple of years, some days I've got too much time on my hands. So you start to look at what are your options. And then to start a program from the ground floor to hiring coaches, and then you've got to put together you got to accumulate your players, get your organization all set up. It reminds me a lot of when I first arrived at Oklahoma, having to put the staff together little by little, get it correct. And I thought it was one of the best things I ever did in my entire career was my very first staff at OU and getting the right guys with me right from the start. And it jump-started us and gave us an opportunity in the second year to win a national championship. And that's what I'm hopeful for here, to jump-start it by hiring the right guys here in time. It'll take a little bit of time, but being able to accumulate the right coaches and in all areas and look forward to working with them. But that's exciting to me. The opportunity, to put it together and to help it grow. And the challenge to put a great product on the field. I really believe the quality of players you'll enjoy watching them compete. Even if it isn't the NFL level, there's still a lot of very good football players out there that may have been cut after 2-3 years or just maybe made it to the last cut on an NFL roster and all of a sudden they need a place to go. And these are guys that are going to be coming out of school that have played a lot of football, you know, come out of college that have played ball, that are experienced in this game. And so I believe we'll be able to put a great, fun, exciting product out on the field. So I'm excited about that challenge to put that together again in this community right here. So for a lot of reasons, it just really fit. I think it's exciting too this time of year. It's different, you know, and I believe there's enough crazy football fans out there that still want more football. And you give them a good product, they want to watch it, they want to go see it and participate in it and believe this league here in the XFL and the exciting new, you know, some of the methods that they want to implement with the faster clock, less downtime, and with commercials and things like that. I think the fans will appreciate it and enjoy the different experience in watching the game, maybe in a little bit different way, but still watching true football that they're used to watching. So anyway, it's an exciting challenge, and I'm really looking forward to it. And, again, appreciate our leadership here with Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck and everybody else. Been great and so well organized today for me. And I thank all of you here coming out to go Globe Life Park again and look forward to being out here in a year's time. This is a great-looking stadium, and I'm excited to be here and be a part of this community. Thank you.
Welcome to the XFL Podcast. It's your host, Sean Hawkins. This is the biggest story to break yet about the XFL. Today they announced their first coach, and it was a shock to everybody except for XFL 2K, because he's the one that mentioned it last week. Bob Stoops is the coach for the Dallas XFL team. I don't think anybody, not me, not This Is XFL Show, probably anybody thought about Bob Stoops just because we thought he was retired. He said he wanted more time away with his family and that, you know, he wanted to kind of do his own thing. He was kind of tired of coaching. He kind of suddenly stepped down during the summer of 2016. That's when Lincoln Riley took over. But here he is. And he said, you know, you often regret, you know, what you wish, you know, regret wishing on stuff like that, because he said that he had too much time on his hands. So that's why he's coming back to coaching. This man is one of the most decorated college coaches in history. He was the quickest man to 100 wins. He won the Bear Bryant Award in 2000, Walter Camp Coach of the Year in 2000 and 2003. He had the nickname Big Game Boggs because he was always in the big game, it seemed like. He was the only coach at the collegiate level to win the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, and the Rose Bowl during the BCS era. That is hard to do. It's hard to get to those bowl games, but let's win all four. This is one of the biggest gets XFL could have got when it comes to coaching. I mean, he could have coached anywhere. You know, in his heyday in college, he was often kind of linked to NFL jobs, but he never took them because he loved Oklahoma. I think Dallas is a perfect spot for him because he's got three kids in college at Oklahoma that's 3 hours away. So it's closer to his home, and I think a lot of the coaches will be kind of like that, where they don't have to travel across country to be a coach. They can kind of stay local and all that stuff. So I think it's a big deal that's only 3 hours away. Dallas is such a football is such a football town. And I've seen some people on Twitter even talking about how the hell does the XFL Dallas team have a better coach than the NFL Dallas team. That's amazing. So I think his college experience comes into play. Because building a team from the ground up is kind of like what he did at Oklahoma. Oklahoma wasn't really that good until he got there. And then bam, a couple years, they're national champions, like in like 2 years. So I think it's a big deal that he's the coach because he knows how to build a program from the ground up. That's what XFL and college kind of link up together. He's pretty much building it from the ground up. He's picking his players. He's picking who he wants, kind of like you do in college. So he's the general manager and the coach. And if he messes up, and it's on him. But if he does good, he's a genius. So I think he wanted to have the absolute power. That's why I don't think he ever wanted to get an NFL job, because I think he wanted probably to be GM too. So this is like the perfect job for him at his age. He is 58, so he's still fairly young compared to some coaching. He was named Oklahoma coach in 1999. He won 7 games in his first year, taking Sooners to the first bowl game since the 94 season. So right there, he's already, you know, become a winner for Oklahoma. In his 18 years as head coach, Stoops combined for 190-48 record. He notched his 157th win as Oklahoma coach in a victory over Ohio State on November 16, 2013, tying him with Barry Switzer for the most in school history. A week later, he surpassed him with a 41-31 victory over Kansas State. When he got the coaching job at OU, he was just 38, so he's fairly young for a coach. It's been 20 years. He said in the press conference, it's been 20 years since he was last named a coach, so he said he wasn't as nervous this time as he was last time, which is, you know, which is good. He knows what he's got to do. I think, you know, he said that he didn't know if he wanted the job when he first got offered it, but he thought about it and he realized that it'd be a good time to get back into coaching. XFL is going to be an important job. I think it's going to be kind of more relaxed. I think they're going to give the coaches a couple years or so to get everything where they want it. He's the biggest coach they could get. I know there's some of the coaches need to be named. Well, according to XFL2K.com, go check it out. There's 6 coaches left because Pep Hamilton is supposed to be the coach of the DC team, which we'll talk about when it gets announced, probably next week. So, they ain't going to be a bigger name than Bob Stoops. This is a shock to all of us, a shock to me. Probably shocked the media because we thought he was retired. I mean, why else would you give up a cushy job in Oklahoma? But I think he was retired. I think he was retired for 2 years. And then he's like, you know what? I want to get back into coaching. Let's do this. Stoops' teams finished ranked in the top 10, 11 of his 18 seasons, 7 times finishing in the top 5. Stoops led his team in each of his 17 years of Oklahoma, bowl games in each of his 17 years of Oklahoma, 10 of which was BCS games, that's the big ones, including the Big 12 Conference's first Rose Bowl win, 34-14. With Oklahoma's win over Alabama, this is Nick Saban's Alabama, 2014, Stoops became the first and only coach to win all 4 BCS games and a BCS national championship. That's 5 games right there. I mean, he was big game Bob. He went in there on big games. He took care of business. Oklahoma back in the day, you know, they had Jason White. They had Sam Bradford. I can't remember all the quarterbacks they had, but he had good quarterbacks there. And Sam Bradford's a free agent in the NFL. He could come to Dallas because he knows Bob. I mean, that's a possibility. So is Landry Jones. Him being there opens up a whole array of possibilities because they're going to get to pick their quarterback. So that's something to keep in mind when the players start coming out. Stoops pinched it for winning big games early in his career, earned him the nickname Big Game Bob. From 1999 to 2003, Stoops, Oklahoma was 18-2 versus ranked opponents and 3-1 in bowl games with 1 national title and 3 Big 12 titles. That national title was against Florida State, and Florida State was excellent. I think they held Florida State to like 2 points in the, it's like 13-2 or something. You know, Oklahoma's always been like an offensive team, you would think, but Bob Stoops was a defensive coach when he went to Oklahoma. It's crazy, but in the Big 12, there's no defense. So his offensive mind talking to me what is used here in the XFL. This is, like I said, the biggest news to happen so far in the year leading up to this that the XFL's had. We kind of knew going into the day it was going to be Bob, but actually seeing him up there and talking about how excited he is and how he likes a challenge was a just mind-numbing moment. As a wrestling fan and a football fan, I never thought I'd see Bob Stoops say the word Vince McMahon. So the whole thing is just nuts, and it got me so pumped up, and I'm so ready to find out the other 7 coaches. I know everybody else is too. Hunter Stoops Sooner has won 10 Big 12 Conference Championships, the most of any Big 12 team. Oklahoma is also the only team to win back-to-back Big 12 Championships. Stoops had won 98 Big 12 Conference Games at the 2002 season's end, the most conference wins of any then-current Big 12 coach. In his 18 seasons, Stoops was 11-7 against Texas Longhorns in the Red River Rivalry, doing a 5-game winning streak that rivalry from 2000 to 2004. The Sooners handed Longhorns the 2 worst defeats in history, 63-14 and 65-13. Since then, he had led the team to additional large margin wins of 55-17 and 63-21 in 2011 and 12. You know, Oklahoma and Texas is such a big rivalry that you guaranteed to keep your job if you beat the snot out of them. Kind of like how Georgia is with Florida. There's always that some rivalry in schools where if you get the job done against them, your job is safe. So him beating Texas is a huge deal from the Oklahoma standpoint, and Oklahoma fans love Bob Stoops. I think they'll travel to watch him in Dallas. I think Dallas has a beautiful stadium too. This is just a perfect marriage with coach and team. It's going to be fantastic. On July 11, 2017, Oklahoma was placed on probation for 2 years for rules violations involving quarterback Brett Baumer and offensive lineman J.D. Quinn. The university had his own self-reported, the violations was initially directed to vacate all wins in 2005-06 season, which included a 17-14 win over Oregon in the Holiday Bowl. Oklahoma appealed the ruling of a failure to monitor the employment of players in the program, as well as reduction of scholarship probation lasting until May 2010. Basically, in 2008, reversed the decision to vacate the wins. So he had some controversy at Oklahoma, especially with stuff like players getting money they didn't work for and stuff like that. So it was there. It was always there. Stoops' 2008 team, again, he was a defensive coach until he got to Oklahoma, went down in the history books as the high-scoring team in college football history, scoring 716 points, averaging 51 points a game. There was also a stretch of 5 consecutive games where the Sooners scored 60 points or more, another record. In the game prior to the streak, Sooners scored 58, so they almost had it. After a 4-week layoff, the offense stagnated against the nation's best defense in Florida in the national championship game, scoring only 14 points and suffering 2 turnovers by the Florida goal line. They could have won the national championship there, too. The Sooners forward out their offensive star playmaker DeMarco Murray, who sat out with injury. However, the Sooners' 2008 defense, which was much maligned during the season for allowing Stoops' worst 25-point-per-game average, held the Florida high-octane Tim Tebow, who we talked about before, check out, to only 24 points. 24 points, 21 below the season average. Only got beat 21-14. And I remember that game because that was Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray, but Florida and Tebow wasn't going to be stopped, that's for sure. Stoops' performance at Oklahoma made him the frequent subject of head coach searches by several NFL teams as well as other collegiate college programs, which he repeatedly turned away. He was reportedly the top-paid coach in Division I football with an annual compensation of $3 million until Nick Saban was signed to the University of Alabama $4 million per year in 2007. However, Stoops did receive a longevity bonus of $3 million at the end of 2008 season, his 10th, making him his annual in 2008 6.1, equivalent to 7.1. Now, and that's the thing, I want to know how much money he's making in the XFL. I bet it'd be a good bit of money to draw him out of retirement. So, I'm just curious how much he's getting paid. We don't know if that's ever going to come out, if it's top secret. But they have to be paying this man big bucks, because he is not a small coach. Like, he is not some offensive coordinator. Like, all of us was believing this whole time that it's going to be offensive coordinators, offensive line coach, just coaches that, you know, was up and coming. Nobody. Not me, like I said, not the XFL show. No offense, guys. I love your show. Probably not even XFL2K.com or even XFL board thought Mike Stoops was going to be the get. We was all taken aback. I think we all kind of lowered our expectations for the XFL. For that XFL, we apologize. We had no idea what y'all was up to. Y'all are not playing around when it comes to these coaches. In the 2012 season, he led the Sooners back to the top 25, went to the Cotton Bowl, losing the Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, what he won 13. In his career at Oklahoma, several of Stoops' assistants became head coaches at other Division I programs, including Mike Stoops, his brother at Arizona, Mark Mangino at Kansas, Mike Leese at Washington State, Chuck Long at San Diego State, Bo Pelini at Nebraska and Youngstown State, Kevin Sumlin, who was a good coach at Texas A&M, Kevin Wilson at Indiana, and his eventual successor, Lincoln Riley. Stoops is the only head coach in the BCS era to have won all four bowl games, like I said. On June 7th, 2017, he officially retired from coaching. However, on February 7th, 2009, Stoops announced his plans to come out of retirement and be named the head coach and general manager of XFL. So this story is even on ESPN. Like, that's a big deal because you know the ESPN ain't going to cover it. He said, at first, I thought it probably would be for me, but through our discussion as a family, started to think this would fit us correctly. I was also excited about starting something from the ground up, Stoops said, to hiring coaches, and then you got to accumulate your players, get your organization set up. It reminds me of when I first arrived to Oklahoma. I thought one of the best things I ever did in my career was getting the first staff at the other OU. That's exciting to me, the opportunity to put it together and help it grow. A source close to Stoops told ESPN that he liked the idea of getting back into coaching without it being overly time consuming. That's the thing, 10 weeks. There's no sitting in players, you know, there's no sitting in high school kids' living rooms. Or constantly being on the go, recruiting players 2 or 3 years ahead of time. He's got time to put stuff together. He's going to have coaches. He's got scouting coming to him. He has nobody to answer to but himself. He's in charge. He gets to pick his coaches, his players. Well, you know that the first draft's going to be at the end of summer, beginning of fall. He's got time. Like, he ain't going to be out there right now. He did his announcement. He's going to probably call some coaches, text them, go, hey, you're going to be on my coaching staff. That's it. You know, and that's what he wants. He got time to spend with his kids still and coach like he wants to do. To me, this makes XFL Dallas, I wish we had team games, but this makes XFL Dallas the favorites because they got the best coach in the league as of now. And no offense to Pep Hamilton, but he beats out Pep too. Now, we're going to talk about Pep before. I know Pep was big at Stanford. I know he's instrumental in Andrew Luck becoming a star, but this is Mike Stoops. Bob Stoops, I'm sorry. This is a big deal. It says, when I stepped away a couple years ago, one of my major reasons, and I made it very clear, is I wanted my own time, Stoops said, of this abrupt retirement, just 3 months before the start of the season. As the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. All of a sudden, I got to thinking after a couple years, some days I got too much time on my hands. You start looking at your options. The fact that Coops is turning to coaching at a professional level was somewhat ironic, is that he turned down several opportunities in the NFL when he was at Oklahoma. Stoops said this is the right fit in large part because it's not far from his roots in Norman, home of the Oklahoma campus. Through our discussions as a family, I started to think this may really fit us correctly for a lot of reasons. And my first was the confidence in Oliver Luck on up through Vince McMahon. These are accomplished men who have been successful in everything that they've done for the most part. I've said it before on this podcast. Oliver Luck is going to be the reason why this succeeds. Oliver Luck and Tom. Oliver Luck is one of the most respected men in football. I can listen to him talk all day long, and I'm sure a lot of these coaches was kind of iffy about the XFL. Bob was. But Oliver Luck talked him into it. Oliver Luck could probably sell Oscar and Eskimo. Hell, he can probably sell me an apartment. I only got an apartment. So, you know, he can sell you on anything. He's selling people slowly on the XFL. Bob Stoops and Pep Hamilton, who, again, I will talk about next week, would not be getting into this if it wasn't a long-term situation. I think it's here to stay. I think Bob Stoops is already a better coach than anything that other Alliance League has. He's bigger. He's better than Mike Martz. He's better than Bag of Bones, Steve Spurrier. This is the best coach that's not in the NFL right now. He's not coaching in the AAF. He's not coaching in college. He's not coaching in the NFL. He is coaching in the XFL, and this is a big deal. I think XFL has our attention. They have our attention. They've had our attention. But they got the world's attention now. You just seen Twitter blow up going, holy shit, Bob Stoops is coaching the XFL. My Facebook at XFL Podcast. My Twitter at XFL Podcast. XFL 2K's Facebook and Twitter blew up when this news came out. XFL 2K said, hey guys, Bob Stoops is a possibility. And people laughed at him. People laughed at him about Bob Stoops. Bob Stoops is going to the XFL. Apologize to that man. Apologize to my homie XFL 2K. Because he was right. He was right about this. He's the first to break it. He's the first to break Pep Hamilton. Go going to DC, which he broke to not. Check out XFL2K.com to discuss all this. Check out XFLboard.com now. Get involved. Sign up now. People's going to start talking. People can get on this bandwagon. This is a bandwagon. The offseason now, and this is just the beginning. Get on now while you can, because this is about to be fun. Football is about to be fun again, and football is about to belong to us. Bob Stoops is the XFL coach. I can't believe I'm saying it again. Bob Stoops is the XFL Dallas coach and general manager. Shit's about to get real. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Thank you for joining me on another podcast. We will be back. The next coach that's announced, it's going to be fun. Every week I'm going to do this. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Every coach that gets announced, I will do an episode on them, kind of give you an insight of you know, what they've done before. And then after all 8 coaches, I will rank them on what I think is the best hire and the kind of hire. They're all going to be good hires. So it's going to be kind of hard to pick 1 to 8. So next week, I'm thinking we'll be talking about Pep Hamilton going to DC. I don't know who's leaking this, but I'm glad they are. We're getting news now, guys. After the coaches are going to come, probably the networks and then the team names. And I'm going to be there for each and every bit of it. And so will XFL2K.com. So will XFL board. Join us. Join the party. This is just going to be a fun league. This is a fun podcast. We're just all together. There's no reason to keep us separated. You know, this podcast is better. That podcast is better. We're a team. We're one community. And let's show the world that the XFL is going to be the alternative to the NFL. And it's going to be better than anything we've seen in a very long time. It ain't just a product. It's a game. It's the game that we love. Thank you and good night.